My guest at this time is Indiana Republican Congressman Marlon Stutzman. He's a freshman serving the Hoosier State's 3rd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Budget Committee as well as the Veterans Affairs Committee, and he is chairman of the Veterans Affairs Subcommittee on Economic Opportunity. And jobs for returning vets is one of the major initiatives the president outlined in his We Can't Wait campaign on the West Coast this week, outlining a series of steps that he says he's going to do through executive order rather than waiting for a reluctant Republican Congress to move forward on some of these issues. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me on.
Let's start with that issue that you are focused on a regular basis as well. The president saying that it's time now to move forward without congressional obstruction to help clear the way for returning vets to find jobs. What do you make of his plan, and what do you make of his accusation that you and your colleagues are standing in the way?
Well, the president has started to play a lot of politics right now. With the presidential election just around the corner, I'm glad that he acknowledges that we do have an issue with veterans' employment, and that's one of the things that my subcommittee has been focused on and working on. And we just did a 2 subcommittee hearings in Iowa and one in Indiana, and had great feedback from a lot of folks, a lot of people, veterans from who are trying to find work. We've got great feedback from people in the industry and what they are would help them, and it's really just a disconnect in communication. And the president, I appreciate his him recognizing that it is an issue, because we are going to have a lot more veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan who are going to be out of work. But I would tell him, the primary problem in helping veterans get back to work is he should be focusing on the economy and getting the economy back on track so there are jobs for these men and women when they come back home.
In terms of doing that, obviously it sounds like the Republican approach is fix the economy, create jobs in general, and there will be jobs for returning veterans, for folks who are in worse and worse shape with their mortgages, for students who have graduated college but still have huge loans because they haven't been able to pay them off since they haven't been able to find work. What are you telling the White House in response, as well as your Democratic colleagues on Capitol Hill, is the smartest way to actually make that happen?
Well, we can't be trying to do small fixes for symptoms that we see throughout the economy. I mean, obviously, helping our veterans is a primary focus for myself and others in Congress, and I appreciate that, and they deserve that. And we are focusing on some things that can help businesses as they are looking to hire, whether it's a tax credit for hiring, a potential tax credit for hiring a veteran, along with a capital expenditure, creating more jobs, and also the disconnect between the VA and as our men and women head back to civilian life, the information that they have when they leave. But at the end of the day, this is really about focusing. The president needs to be focusing on the economy, not out here worried about small governmental fixes that he thinks are fixes that are going to get the economy back on track and get veterans back to work. And whether it's student loans, whether it's home loans, all of this can take care of itself in a way if we would focus on letting job creators create jobs, get the economy back on track. We are the largest economy in the world, and we have competitive advantages in so many different areas, whether it's in agriculture, manufacturing, technology, energy, but we're tying up our own hands, bottling our own selves up because of regulatory agencies and also uncertainty that is really crippling the market.
And Congressman Stutzman, it's clear you have a very different vision than the president. There may be some folks who may very well agree with you, but their concern might be, well, that could take a little bit of time for that to take place. So if we were to move forward with temporary steps like the president is suggesting now, would that be helpful? Would they even work? How do you view them on a very short-term basis?
Well, I think you look at the past and what has happened with the bailouts, the stimulus packages. All of those were efforts to try to generate some sort of growth and a stimulus back into the economy. And, the American entrepreneur, the American worker, the person out there who's taking care of their family, paying the bills, understands that government is not going to take care of them from cradle to grave, and that if government gets out of the way, it is a partner in whether it's an infrastructure, a partner in relieving the tax burden that's on the American business, small business owner, workers, that's going to give them more flexibility to go out and invest in the community, invest in their the company that they choose. And so that flexibility creates confidence, and people are going to control their own destiny. When they believe the government's going to take more and more of that, they start pulling things in. That's what I've done with Mark. Come from a farming operation in Indiana. You know, we start holding on just a little bit more because we don't know what the government's going to take.
We're talking with Indiana Republican Congressman Marlon Stutzman. And Congressman, one thing that several of the president's critics have suggested on this trip is that the president may think that these are going to work, but they also believe that these are very targeted to specific demographics that he needs to win re-election next year, namely young people who were very enthusiastic about him last time, but since that time, many of whom have graduated from college and can't find work. So the economy and its downturn is affecting them very severely right now, as well as some other groups through the foreclosure assistance and through the veterans assistance. So do you sense that as well, or is this just kind of what the Democratic agenda is from year to year?
Well, I think it is from year to year, but the president is obviously much more focused on it, and he is going after a certain constituency for his reelect. And you know, what I have, in fact, I think it's important for people to be engaged in the public discourse from day to day. And, you know, whether it's the Occupy movement, whether it was the Tea Party movement, as long as people are respectful of property, respectful of each other as human beings, you know, go out and make your case. Do the debate, and then at the end of the day, walk away and say, first of all, we're Americans first. And the president is doing a divide and conquer approach where he is trying to get reelected by separating people from each other, and that is not going to fix the problem. And what I tell people that are on the that involve the Occupy movement are frustrated, and I get it. I'm frustrated with it as well. But you know, the government is what's bottling up what is holding this economy back. As I said earlier, this is the largest economy in the world. You let the American worker, you let the American entrepreneur, the person who has a vision and an idea out there who are going to invest money, their own money, into a business that's going to create jobs. How many times have we heard the American story where somebody started a company in their basement, in their garage? You let that happen again, and we're going to unleash growth where these people who are complaining that they don't have work are coming out of school that have debt, they're going to be able to get a job, and that's how they're going to pay their bills back.
Last question before we let you go, Congressman. The president has said repeatedly in the past few weeks, really since he laid out this jobs plan, that he's dealing with an obstructionist Republican Congress, suggesting in most general terms that it's Republicans that run Capitol Hill, which is true in the House, but is certainly not true in the Senate. What do you make of his essentially glossing over the fact that Senate Democrats have been unable to pass much of his initiative either?
Well, you know, the president is a great campaigner. He's a very good politician. And, blame the other side. And I think the American people are fed up with politics of blame. And, the direction that we're going now of higher taxes, more spending, more regulation will never allow the next Steve Jobs to be successful in this country. We have passed bills out of the House that focus on small businesses and job creation that are now sitting in the U.S. Senate, where Harry Reid has put them in the filing cabinet and is not even interested in discussing them. You know, we finally got the free trade agreements passed, which is going to promote manufacturing. That is one thing that we need to focus on in this country is manufacturing. We have the ability to beat any other country in technology, in manufacturing, if we don't work against ourselves. And focusing on technology is huge. I mean, that's, look at Steve Jobs. Look at what is happening in California. We focus on what we do best. We will beat the rest of the world. And at the same time, we will help other countries become consumers of the products that we have. So the president needs to stop focusing on the divisions of politics of division. He needs to start focusing on what can we do working together. He didn't even have his own colleagues in the U.S. Senate support the budget that he submitted to Congress. He is the one that's out of touch right now with Congress, and he's definitely out of touch with the small business folks and those who create jobs around the country.
Well, Congressman, the dividing lines certainly have been drawn clearly here. We'll see how the folks respond over the next year leading up to Election Day. Thank you very much for being with us.
Greg, thank you for having me with you.
Thank you. Indiana Republican Congressman Marlon Stutzman represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, member of both the House Budget and Veterans Affairs Committees, and he's also the chairman of the Veterans Affairs Subcommittee on Economic Opportunity. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.